Hey, best friends, on this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're talking about all things overstimulation in the classroom, from urinal dookies to tornado drills to sitting in the silence of your car after school. You don't want to miss it.
Wonderful educators, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover. That's right, it is your man with the master plan, Casey Mack.
If you can be serious for one day, for
all I am serious. Master plan.
What's your master plan, Mega Mind?
My master plan is for all educators in the entire world to laugh. I don't know.
Are you okay?
No. Okay.
It's the best I could do.
It's like an evil laugh, though.
I know. You're right. Let me try this. My master plan is for all the educators in the world to laugh.
That was... No, you know what? That was better. That was good.
That was good.
That was perfect.
Who's my wonderful people that I have to
hey,
my
best
left?
Friends. They Honest know teacher
you.
Vibes.
They know you.
Hey,
they love you.
Angry gym teacher here.
They know you. They know you're funny.
I just
as well.
Really like your username.
You like my username?
Angry gym teacher.
Angry I'm not
gym.
That angry.
Angry ELA teacher.
I'm not that angry. My it's tongue in cheek.
Would be for real. My kids would like, yeah,
what if it was
angry.
Sympathetic gym teacher?
Oh, the guys, sympathetic gym teacher. Up.
Oh, guys, stop. Oh, guys.
Oh, did you bump your knee? Is it your elbow? Bend it for me. Oh, it still works. That means it's not broken. See, I say this stuff all day, every day.
Can I take my ice pack back to the nurse?
No. Yes, you can have your
wet
paper towel that's ice pack.
Those ice packs are terrible.
But the little kids don't realize that, you know, they
it's
just
horrible.
Want something.
I'm like, this is literally just cold water in a bag. It's not ice. Nothing
that, they
about
do that at
ice.
My school. I've also seen where you wet a cheap sponge.
Ooh.
And you put that in a plastic bag and you freeze it. And it's a frozen sponge.
That sounds like it would work better, though, than the ice packs that
they
do.
Than just a block of ice?
No, it seems, but the ice bags they give them are just cold. They I are. Feel like the
and
sponge
then,
would work better.
And if you leave it on the table and it melts, you could just use the sponge to soak it back up.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Exactly. The kids at my school, they get the block of ice, like you said, in the bag. And then when it melts, they drink it.
Yeah.
No, my kids
hydration.
My kids get the ice packs that's like in the white. You know.
Oh, the instant packs?
Yeah, and
oh, those
terrible.
Are bougie.
Yeah, she's at a bougie no. school. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what we talked about that a few episodes. She's
first of
very
all,
bougie.
Quit playing. Because I teach at a Title I school in Mississippi, in a small town in Mississippi.
Title I school with the number one ice packs. Yes.
Those ice packs are terrible.
This is what we're going to be doing today, man. We're just going to be shooting the breeze with these wonderful educators and comedians. And the comedian part is really important because why? The Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's why. And yes, if you don't know, you better know. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody because we're the talk of the teacher town. That's right. Every teacher town and every teacher,
teacher
world
town.
And every teacher city, they're
where are
talking
you from?
About
I'm
the board
from
teacher
town.
Tour.
Who's in the teacher town?
The little teacher
that
town folks.
That sounds like a miserable place. I don't want to go there.
Any town we go to is a teacher town for at least one night. All right? Teacher
we're the
town.
Talk of the
it
teacher
sounds
town.
Like somewhere that
teacher
admin
town,
has
USA.
Us stuck and just makes us do observations
no.
the entire time.
But you know what town is talking tonight?
What?
Grand Junction, okay. Colorado, because that's where we are tonight. And then next weekend, man, we're back on the East Coast. We got some shows in North Carolina. The Georgia teachers, they're going
to
get this work.
Turn up,
you
get
know
this
what I'm
work.
Saying? We're going to be in Greensboro and Charlotte on the 2nd and the 4th. And then we're going to be in Evans and Macon on the 3rd and the 5th. You know what I'm saying? And then we're coming back to the Midwest. Bring Midwest. We're going to be with my boy in his wonderful state of Illinois. We're going to be in Springfield. We're going to be in Dubuque, Iowa.
Dubuque.
And we're going to be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Sheboygan just sounds like a funny
Sheboygan.
Name to
is
say
Springfield
twice.
That
is a really
where they have Lambert's where they throw the rolls?
What?
Springfield, Illinois? Is that where they have Lambert's where they throw the rolls?
I don't know about the rolls. Oh, okay. That's where President Lincoln was born.
Nope.
That's what they're known for, not rolls. What?
No, there's a restaurant.
Speaking of rolls... We're going to California for them California rolls. That's right. And we're going to be in the great cities of San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose,
what
and San
Casey?
Santa Rosa. Can't wait. I love them California rolls. God. What y'all
them
talking about?
Them good, though. I ain't even going to lie.
All right. You know what else we're not going to lie? Because we're not lying about none of the stuff we talked about on tour. That's why it's called We Can't Make This Stuff Up.
Period.
But
true.
Guess what?
True.
What?
That's when we're going to land that plane.
We land in the plane.
We're going to land. We can't make this stuff up because we have a brand new tour. That's right. And it's called The Struggle Is Real.
Because it is.
You know, now we're going to, it's new material. We're going to be getting even deeper into our material. It's going to be more personalized. We're going to be really giving them that work that they can. Oh, man, they need it. The Struggle Is Real. It's a great tour. You don't want to miss it because you want to know why. We're going to be into some places that we've never been before. The tickets are selling fast. We're going to be in Montana, Louisiana, then back to my home state. That's right, Texas. Everything big in Texas. You know how we do it. We're going to be in Missouri and back to my original home state, Kansas. That's right. There's nothing really cool to say about Kansas.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm talking about in the sense of like, you know, it's a sunflower state.
Most people, like the Texas people, y'all be doing the most.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, every time. I love Kansas, but it's just like, Texas. We don't have like that sauce.
Yeah, Texas.
You
know?
The sauce.
So just
follow. When we did those shows in Dallas and Houston, though, I was rocking with Texas.
I love Kansas, though. We're going to be in Kansas. You know, we're going to follow the brick road all the way to Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Baltimore, Maryland. Get your ticket.
So hey, you teacher towns. I'm not the brick done. Road, bro.
You know, we had to throw. I forgot we had Dorothy. I had to put her in there. Shout out to Dorothy. Toto, we love you. That was her support animal.
She's one of our biggest fans, actually. She listens. Yeah, she does.
But that's not all, people. Why? Because the wonderful listeners of the Teachers Off Duty podcast, you guys get access to exclusive pre-sale tickets when you use the code TEACHERS. That's right, TEACHERS. Just for us, you guys, the Teachers Off Duty podcast listeners. That's right. We got that specially going on for you. And, you know, it's so many cities, man. I mean, I could take up the whole podcast hours just telling you where the places we're going to go because we're going to Vancouver, Canada, Honolulu, Hawaii. Give me something on that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go there.
Aloha. We're going to be in Providence, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Indiana, New York, New Jersey, Boston, Ohio, Illinois again, Connecticut, Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia.
Is that
click
summer
the
or
link.
Fall?
Click this. That's the fall. Yeah, that's man, I just laid out our whole little itinerary. It's going down. Again, you want to be a part of it. We're going to put all these links and things on all our pages, board teachers pages, Teachers Off Duty pages.
Let me say this. If you have never seen Casey Mack host a board teacher show, set the whole tone of the show.
Yeah,
you got to come
sure.
to the show so
keep
you can see Casey twerking on stage.
As I'm sipping.
They be taking pictures of Casey. He be striking a pose. Okay? You have got to come. At bare minimum, the comedians fire, hands down. KC Mack hosting that show.
Thank you. Appreciate you. And one whole thing experience. I just want to add to that, because this has been a journey that we've been going on with this tour. This is our third year. It's been
crazy.
Really some of the best times ever. But I think the most important part, you guys get to take this journey with me individually just as you watch my beard grow. Because I'm growing this out.
What, Casey?
Yeah, you're making progress.
No, I'm just saying, by the time we get to our last in Virginia,
about?
I'm saying to people to take this journey with me as my beard grows.
That is the most random.
It is random, but it's the journey. Because by the time we get to Virginia, I should have a Rick Ross.
Whoa.
Stay scheming. Not the Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, he's a great rapper. I love him.
Casey, I didn't know you was trying to grow your beard out.
I'm trying. You don't see?
This is pertinent information for you to say before.
Yes.
Your face don't normally look like this.
Mm-mm.
I've been seeing you for 3 years. Yo, I feel like your hair always look like that.
This is a little chin strap.
You don't be brushing it in the green.
How big are you gonna go?
I'm really trying to get the whoa.
Have you ever grown it out?
No, I'm happy
you know
just to get these.
Grow?
When you was talking about last week, when you were talking about the edges where you wear the headband, I had a part of my beard that couldn't have edges. I wanted to put a headband on my beard.
Just I have that too. I have that too. It's right here.
Right, it's a little bald. It just doesn't want to grow for nothing.
And I do want to grow a beard because I want to play Santa when I retire.
Well, here's the thing. I found out that people who don't have, you know, that can't grow in certain areas, it's because their follicles are not stimulated.
Okay.
And speaking of stimulation, I would like to talk about today's episode, which is overstimulation in the classroom. That's right.
That was a fire transition.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was good.
That was a terrible hand.
I know. There it is.
That was a fire transition.
So that's what we're talking about. The overstimulated in the classroom. Now, this is something I'm pretty sure. We have some wonderful stories.
I'm thinking about the overstimulation.
We have great stories, but this is something I know firsthand all of us can just
It's just loud and chaotic.
The noise
all the time.
And the screaming is just out of control.
I think
all
when
day,
we
every day.
You made a video the other day with teachers when they get in their car after school, after listening to kids scream all day long.
Oh man.
It's like when you normally get, think about on the weekend when you get in your car, it doesn't seem that quiet in your car. Like you just like, ah, no, no. When you get in your car at the end of a school day after school, it is like the silence is deafening.
I'll get halfway home before I realize that I'm not listening to anything on the stereo.
I'll get halfway home before I realize that I've even pulled out of the parking lot. I'm like, when did I pull out of the parking lot? I don't let my daughter talk to me. I just go, I'm like, I just need a sec. Mommy needs a second. Everybody's been talking.
Have you ever like left school at the end of the day, a hectic day, driving, but not even focusing on driving?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time you get to your place, you're like, how the hell did I get home?
I didn't get halfway down the road.
It's like borderline dangerous. It's like highway hypnosis.
You know? So I heard that that was called microsleep. Even though you're awake, they're saying that like that autopilot that you go on when you drive home and you're like, where would I? That's that you were like microsleep. You can look it up. I remember it because I was just like, there's no way you're asleep while you're driving. They say
does it's called microsleep count as like actual sleep?
I don't think so.
For like health purposes? Because if so, I get a full 8 hours.
Oh, you know? Yes.
Every week.
Right, if that counts, but I guess.
Every week I get a full 8 hours.
That's wishful
thinking. It's just loud and chaotic. There's like too many things happening
the
at
gym
one
especially.
Time.
I got to talk about the noise in the gym is just insane.
Because they scream at the top of their lungs in there.
I worry about my hearing. I really do. I know a lot of PE teachers wear like those loop. Have you seen those loop earplugs? Mm-mm. You put them in and just kind of like reduces the noise.
Beats by Dre?
No.
He said you can't put noise cancellation. He said you can't put noise cancellation.
I would like, complete noise cancellation would be awesome if I could do my job like that.
We'd be in trouble if we did that.
Kids raising their hands. I have a question. Sorry, can't hear you. Nope.
They're like, you can see me.
We're not doing that. Yeah, I'll tell you what to do, but I'm not going to hear what you have to say in return.
It's already chaotic in the morning, and then getting your class quiet and like working on an assignment, and then a fire alarm goes off or a tornado drill or like, and then it's all of a sudden automatic chaos again. Like the fire drill outside, it's loud out there. Something about the tornado drill where they get in the hallway and like it, we can never get them to be quiet. I'm like, why are y'all yelling for them to be quiet? You literally just popped them up out of class, told them to come in the hallway so we can do this drill. Everybody talking to everybody. Yeah. Even if they were whispering, it's just chaotic all the time.
That's the best when you see a teacher just shouting at the top of their lungs for them to be quiet.
They won't
be
stop talking
quiet.
At all. Like,
the irony there is just
right.
The best.
It's like they're not the louder. There's a teacher I teach with. The louder that they scream, is the louder the kids scream. I'm like at this point, just write it on the board.
Right.
Like I don't know, tap them on the
shoulder.
Write on the board and then tap them on the shoulder to get their attention. Because your screaming is doing nothing. Is
or eat
in.
A cricket. That's a callback to last episode. Dad, sorry.
Yeah, we can't. I don't know. We can't verify that that works though.
Yeah,
we don't
that's
know
true.
If legend has it. He's still eating crickets to see if it would work.
I got to go back to the car ride for a second.
Because, this is pristine.
It's so close to home. Yeah, well, here's the thing. And I'm not sure, but I want to pull the data up on this. If I can get somebody to do
the
research.
Yeah, pull that up.
I want to know what's the numbers for the teachers who leave the profession, if it has any relation to the distance that they work from school. And what I mean by that is, I feel the teachers who are leaving the profession live the furthest from the school because they have nothing but time to go over their life decisions and sit in that car.
That's a good question.
In solitude and think of why are they doing what they're doing and why are they being subjected to the things they're being subjected to versus the teacher who only lives 5 minutes up the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that teacher probably sat in the parking lot for the 30 minutes that it took the other teacher to drive home contemplating their life decisions. That teacher
Let's
is
pull
me.
The data on that.
Let's pull
that
the data.
We got to assess this.
Because your car is like, even outside, it's like so loud everywhere. And you don't realize how loud it is until you get in your car and it's like really silent. I can't sit in here, kids hollering in the store.
I can't sit in the parking lot too long because now I'm looking at the thing that's causing me the most trauma. I got to get out of there.
But sometimes I get in the car and sit in the parking lot for a second because I cannot get on the road until I gather myself. I got to gather myself for a minute before
teachers
I drive.
Teachers should not drive in that condition.
It's just so, I know I keep saying this word chaotic, but it just, there is so much going on. Like we start school at 7:10 in the morning. It's on and popping from 7:10 until we leave at 3:06.
Yes.
There is the only time that I get like a moment of peace is when my kids are quiet and they're working on an independent assignment. That's the only time that it's.
That's before lunch. Has to be.
What do you mean?
that moment that they're quiet.
I teach a state test subject. It's all day long. I teach. I'm sorry.
Oh, so every period. Oh, no, okay, I got you. No, because I'm saying, I used to always say that the kids, like in the morning, they're a little bit still tired, they're a little bit still slow. So you can, you know, but after lunch, they get that energy.
Not middle school, though. They be crunk at 7, 6, 7, to 8th grade, they hyper at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Because they came to school on arrowheads for breakfast.
That's way too early, by the way.
It's way too
early. Way too early for school to start.
It is entirely too early. That means some of these kids got up at 5:30.
Don't care what grade, that's too early.
Yeah. There's been, and it's just, they care so much about data. Y'all need to look up the data on what it says about what time is, like, if you want kids to learn, I'm sorry, but I ain't paying attention at 7:45 in the morning.
No.
Because I feel like I just woke up. I'm still tired.
School should start at 3 p.m.
and go for 3 p.m. 1 hour.
In 1 hour. Can we get a 5-hour work week, please? Yeah. 1 hour school every day. That'd be terrible. We would get nothing done. Because the first hour is interruptions. So
it's true.
3 to 5. That way the parents can get off, you know, work, come pick up the kids.
3 to 5. Whole country of ignorant people. If we did 2 hours of school, we do 8 hours of school, we still ignorant. It's not gonna work. But it's just loud. Okay, so the gym is really loud.
So yeah.
Do you wear earplugs?
I don't, but I'm starting to worry about my hearing. I am.
But there are some teachers you said that do.
Some teachers wear like the loop earplugs, and this, like I used to not let my students scream. You know, like, especially with the little kids, you say go. You explain the activity. They're so excited. You say go. They immediately start screaming.
Because the acoustics in the gym is crazy.
Yeah.
I used to put a stop to it. I used to stop the game and be like, we're going to try that again. This time, don't scream. Because screaming is for emergencies or roller coasters. That's what I would say.
Screaming is for emergencies or roller coasters.
But it's just, it was an uphill battle every single year. I finally just gave up. And now I just... Now I feel bad.
The gym is like the place
they
want to
scream because they're excited.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we all as teachers have something that we did like years ago. They're like, ugh.
You just give
up.
So
you don't, like, I don't think you need to feel bad. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think you need to feel bad about that. Like, you learn stuff over time. And because there's some, I heard a lady say, I yelled at my kids the other day and I cannot believe I yelled at, I'm like, girl, I yelled at my kids 4 times before school even started. Like, she felt like really, and I'm like, if that's your personality style and you ain't yelling, but I was like, well, maybe I need to stop yelling so much. And she's like, I yelled at my kids 1 time and I felt bad. And I'm like, your kids still didn't stop what you told them to do, even if though you were yelling. So I don't know. We do stuff. I can understand feeling bad about that. Yeah. But.
Because like they're excited. So I'm like, oh, am I hampering their excitement if I tell them not to scream?
But I do so like I the just fact that the... you explain to them, though, like screaming is for emergencies or roller coasters. So, it can also add in screaming is for if we're excited or emergencies or roller coasters.
And that's when I would also bust out my Fox 40 whistle. I'd be like, you want to hear loud. This is what it's like when you're screaming in my ears. And like,
you hit them with
blow,
that.
Blow it as
I'm
hard
matching
as I
your
can.
Energy.
Yeah.
I don't think you should worry about hampering their excitement. More so, they should worry about hampering their dirty clothes because they're getting little musties running around that gym, acting stinky.
Did you say sticky?
Stinky.
Stinky. Okay.
My kids, the drama when they come back from PE though.
Yeah.
Y'all just it's unmatched.
There's drama, and the thing is, they never tell the PE teacher.
No.
They only want to tell you.
Yeah. They come back. I'm like, what y'all mad for?
So I hear about stuff the next day.
Yeah, and then they lie and say, dude, he wasn't even watching us. I went and told him, and he didn't even say nothing about it. And they're like, he never told me that.
Yeah.
Never came up and said a single word to me. Mm.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear everything in the gym.
Right.
In a classroom, I can hear y'all whispering. I see you passing notes. I can hear you whispering. In the gym, everybody hollering. Y'all could be having a full-blown argument, and I ain't hear you because everybody, it sounds like everybody arguing because everybody's yelling.
And it's hard to tell the difference between arguing and just being excited and playing.
Yeah,
I'll hear about stuff days later. Like a full-blown fight happened at recess from something that started in my class. And they're like, why didn't you do anything about it? I didn't know. Nobody told me.
And then people get mad because I'm like, you have your head on the swivel as a teacher, but I cannot see everything.
No.
Especially with the how large the gym is and how wide of a space
everybody's
it is. I can't see
moving.
Everything.
Yeah. Everybody's doing everything. Everybody's
all the
way too much.
Put
all the things.
Down.
And you want
how
me
big
to think
is the classes?
My classes?
How big are your class sizes?
I see double classes.
That's
in
what
high
I was about
school.
To say. Yeah. RPE teachers, they had like 70 kids in the class.
And
I
we
was
have
like,
triple
what?
Classes sometimes. It'll be up to like 60,
and how many
70.
Teachers?
Just him.
There's two of us.
Oh, no,
there's
yeah,
two. I do have a co-teacher. Uh-huh. But some. No, it school. Depends on the state. It depends
my,
on the state.
I was about to say, my school, I promise you, they had 60 kids.
It depends
and
on like your contract.
Yeah.
If your contract doesn't have language about class size, they'll cram 2-3 classes with one teacher.
You have to have one teacher for every 30 kids or something like that.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, some states. In my state, for sure. I teach in Illinois. We have like strong language in our union contract. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that, if there's no contract.
I don't know if they do in Mississippi.
I mean, you'll have triple classes with one teacher. Maybe they'll throw an aide in there. And if
yeah,
you're lucky, that
we had
aide.
We had a teacher assistant for PE. We had two. No, we only had one teacher assistant for PE. But there were 6 PE coaches in there. But they all, each one of their classes had like 50 or 60 kids in it. Mm-hmm. But that's the bleachers that they were like sitting in.
They
didn't have anything for them.
In my school, it's double classes with two teachers. And they call it co-teaching. But for me, co-teaching is two teachers in front of one class. Mm-hmm. Not, you can't just take two classes and cram them together and call it co-teaching.
Right. Yeah,
like we're just sharing space.
Right. We're just sharing space.
We're teacher mates.
Teacher mates.
Roomies.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
This person, their story, I try not to read off the paper, but this one, I got to read exactly what this says. This is like I said, I'm trying to deliver a lesson, answer the phone, write a bathroom pass, get someone a pencil, check email, answer a question, solve a technology problem, and hear an announcement at the same time all day, every day. I am tired. LOL. That's literally every day.
Yeah.
All the time. Classroom.
Like every period of
every
day.
Class period.
I got tired just listening to
it. Yeah, every class period. It's like running a marathon every day, all day. That's why we're so tired when we get in our car.
You feel exhausted at the end of the day, even if you didn't like move a whole lot.
Right.
Like I'll be on my feet just just standing there, listening and trying
the
to
mental
administer
capacity.
Lessons. Yeah, it just exactly.
The
it
mental,
takes a toll on your brain.
Yep.
You don't realize it until you're completely exhausted.
Yeah, and then when I have a staff meeting after school, I'm like, I can't pay attention. My brain is tired.
Mm-hmm.
I can't like I don't know. I want to go home. This hour that we're sitting in here, I'm not hearing anything you're saying because I checked out after the last class period of the day. Like,
yeah.
I was struggling to get through the last class period. I told them, don't talk to me. I can't hear any more noise.
And then you have like PTSD when you get home.
I don't want to hear any
downplay.
Loud noises.
Yeah. And like, you know, like my wife will ask me, what do you want to do for dinner? I'm like, I can't.
Don't ask me.
Don't.
Decision fatigue.
I have PTSD.
Decide yourself.
Or if my kids start screaming at home.
I definitely have a new acronym.
I do have PTSD, post-traumatic school district.
Okay, all right.
I feel like you can workshop.
I just got it.
I feel like you can workshop that. I'm not playing. I feel like you can workshop that. I think we need an acronym that's associated with education for that.
We can figure that out.
I feel like you can workshop that.
Post-traumatic school district.
Not only the overstimulation, but the metal water bottles hitting the ground all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This week, the same kid
E-mails.
Knocked over his water bottle. I was like, bro. I'm not going to tell you you can't drink no water, but put it in your book bag.
So are they flipping it? Because mine flip. The water bottle flip? Yeah, They flip
your
all the water.
Your kids are reckless.
When it hits the ground, it sounds like a submarine missile.
It sounds like a train wreck, literally.
It is the most startling sound. I'm like, hey, I'm already stressed. Stop letting the water bottle hit the ground.
I have students, too, who...
And they start laughing.
They act like they're in like a major league soccer game after class. They'll take their water and dump it over their head.
What?
And then they'll just be standing there in a puddle. And I'm like, no, you're cleaning that up. I'm not cleaning that up.
Yeah, and you're going to be wet for class.
Exactly. But they don't care because it looks cool. They'll look around and look at me. Look, I'm sweating.
But you teach K through 5?
Yeah, I teach K through 5.
Is it the kindergarten?
They do ridiculous stuff. Kindergarten, all of them through 5th grade.
If Peyton came to my room and I'm like, why are you wet?
They have to have water bottles. At my school, the drinking fountains are still locked up from COVID.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, they need water bottles. They need water bottles.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to tell them, like, I don't want you to have a, you know, orange Faygo in my classroom because it'll be nasty if it spills all over the floor. But you can have a water bottle.
Listen to this one, guys. You know, we've been talking about the audio stimulation, you know.
Overstimulation so bad.
Oh, man. This one is visually. She says she has two boys that figured out how to shoot milk out of their nose.
Please don't.
Now that they're shooting it out of their nose, now they shoot it at each other.
Milk fight, nose milk fight.
Stop.
Yeah. We've all
why'd
done
you
that.
What? I was about to say, why did you agree with that so fast? Like you knew exactly what that was.
And the booger milk is happening. What are we talking about here?
What in the booger milk?
What in the booger milk? What is that?
I mean, I've seen them sniff each other's armpits before, but I have never seen them.
What?
Oh, God.
I've never. Oh. I'm telling you, I walked in Peyton's kindergarten class.
What if I was lactose intolerant? What if you were lactose intolerant?
I guess it doesn't have anything to do with going. Well, yes, it does, because it goes up your nose. Yeah. I don't know. But they do crazy stuff. Like, literally, my kindergarten daughter, I walked in her classroom, and she was going like this, and a little boy was coming sniff right. I was like, what are y'all doing? Stop. Don't sniff. Stop sniffing each other's armpits.
I watched a first grader with his hand down the back of his pants one day, just going to town, just scratching away.
Yuck.
And then he pulled it out, gave it a big sniff.
Big sniff.
And then he had the audacity to come up to me and ask for a basketball.
No.
I'm like, you're going to the bathroom.
Immediately now.
And that's you're doing bubble gloves. You know bubble gloves? You cover your hand in bubbles. That's what they tell
start telling Peyton that then.
I'm like, you need some serious bubble gloves, and I need to see the bubble gloves before I let you touch any of my equipment.
That is. What about when one of them starts throwing up and then like multiple of them throw up?
Because
that's one that a teacher had on her.
Fitness
she said one
testing
kid started,
is big
she said
with
one
that.
Kid started throwing up and then three other kids started throwing up.
And then
up.
She had to rush everybody out so it wouldn't be like a chain reaction.
The kids freak. I've only ever had a student throw up in my room one time. And when I say it was a, like they all pushed away from the table at the same time. It's like, and they can't just say like,
ew,
they have to scream ew at the top of their lungs.
Yeah. Right.
Jumping over tables, like
and
all kinds
of
like,
and they harmonize with the ooze. Who they be like, yeah. It sound like a choir.
It's just extra behavior all day long. I'm like, please.
I get a lot of pukers during fitness testing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The pacer test where you're running back and forth between
is it
the lines.
Like
my first year with middle school doing that, I had, I think, three pukers in one class just from one test. They're throwing up. Yeah, because they're pushing themselves to the limit. And I thought, I was like a first-year teacher. I thought, well, they'll stop when they're tired.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, they kept going. They don't know when to stop. And it's hot in the gym. They throw up. Ugh. And then this one boy, I remember this vividly. He's running towards me, and there's a puddle of vomit right there. So I go to stop him, but I was like a little bit too late. So I put my arm out. He slipped in it, went down. And it looked to everybody else that like I clotheslined him. In this puddle of vomit. Like, he went flat on his back in the vomit, splatter, all
over
everything.
That was like, he living up to his angry gym teacher name. Yeah, exactly. He just clotheslined
maybe
that kid into vomit.
That was the day
so when
the
they
angry
run that
gym
video
teacher
back,
was born.
Yep.
You're a villain. You're a villain in
you're
that kid's
sued.
Story. You're a villain video. In that kid's story.
That school couldn't afford cameras. No worries.
In middle school, what games do the kids play?
I'm tired
what y'all
of,
got this year?
I'm tired. So somebody was saying that they like, mew. What is that?
I've heard of the mewing, but
I
don't
never,
know what it
my
is.
My kids don't mew. They just play I told you this before, they either shadow box or they play the game where they rock, paper, scissors, whoever loses, and then they slap the crap out
no,
of the person.
They don't know nothing on their Chromebooks? Like, no, because like...
So they like this. Like they like games. They like this game called Prodigy, but it's like essentially the kid version of Farmville.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. I'm rocking with Prodigy. I'll be playing Prodigy.
In Texas, I wanted to see if it transcended, but in Texas, so I remember last year, it was Super Mario Brothers. Like these little Gen Z.
They have on the their own Super Mario.
Yeah.
Yes, they
and so
have.
On the, that's all you hear
kids
is.
Playing
yeah.
it the other
wait,
day.
Like classic Mario Brothers?
Yes, but they're playing
they
it on
found
there, yeah.
that and the wrestling
right.
Wow.
Like Mortal Kombat or something like that.
And so when I link up with my teacher, Bessie, still, you know, whenever I'm in town and we link up and we, you know, go to happy hour or whatever. And so, you know, I kind of like just, what's the climate now? What's everybody doing mm-hmm. now? And they said now what's getting on everybody's nerves is they're playing Family Feud.
What?
On, and so she said,
they not have NetRef or Go Guardian said, or something. I'll be locking computers down.
All you hear now is ding, 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 ding. Like,
whoever's computer has that sound, turn it down now.
She said that drives them crazy. And then she said, I hear ding, ding, ding in my sleep. She said, I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of hearing it.
The overstimulation of like getting yourself calm and then like minding your business and all of a sudden somebody's funky perfume or somebody's funky.
Yeah.
The smells in school.
What the girls wear the what? Body spray?
They wear the body spray.
Boys too.
Works,
boys with
the
Axe body spray.
Yeah. Right. So the overstimulation and the smell. So imagine like
that's gas.
Loud screaming and nasty smells and behavior problems and admin popping in for observation and being interrupted.
You go
and
crazy.
Vomit on the floor.
Just nasty.
Locker room.
You go crazy.
We're talk about
them
smells.
Locker room's nasty. When staff infection all up in there.
My student taught at a middle school. Friday was laundry day. All the kids had to take their gym clothes home on Fridays to wash over the weekend.
Your kids changing gym clothes?
When they this was a middle school that they were required to dress out.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never seen that.
And the smell of that locker room on Friday, I still think about it. That's the PTSD. That's the post-traumatic school district.
Post-traumatic right. Stinky district.
Stinky district.
We'll just change the S.
The S, I'm telling you.
That's we can't change the post-traumatic.
No, we can't.
The post-traumatic. Because
it's real trauma. That smell is real trauma.
I'm not kidding. People, we're not playing. I got PTSD in real life, but I also have PTSD associated with education.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we all got a little.
It just smells like depression and hot ass.
Yeah, mostly ass.
Casey, how you know what hot ass smell?
Literally hot because there's no
AC. Texas.
Texas.
It's not
like
my little hot asses swass stinking
is
around.
Yeah, swass is the thing in Texas.
My teachers told me, they said this year, a few weeks ago, a kid doo-dooed.
Not doo-doo.
All on the walls in the bathroom.
What?
How does that
smeared
happen?
It.
How?
It was definitely done deliberately. Smeared it everywhere, right?
Got these kids acting like it's January 6th in the bathroom at school.
Right. Exactly. They said it had. They had the whole
I know
floor.
You didn't know this reference January 6th.
That's definitely true.
Oh no!
They stormed the bathroom capital.
They stormed the capital. And they climbed the walls,
right? And then rubbed doo doo on it. They climbed it and then rubbed doo doo on it. It was so bad. Listen to this. They said the principal cussed. Couldn't take it. Like who in that cut went? Because they went in, saw
that's
it,
surprising.
Went crazy. Like to the point where there's no reason for this.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The custodians refused to clean it. They said, I'm not cleaning this.
Yeah, I don't really blame them.
I'm not cleaning this. They said, I'm not cleaning this. So I asked, so what did they do? And they said they raised the windows and left it for the night crew.
Okay. That's
terrible.
That's
a jerk move.
Yeah.
That's like working in a restaurant and the person who worked the night before didn't prep anything. So the person that comes in, you got to prep and the restaurant's already open.
Let's be fair though, but if there was doo-doo all over the prep, I wouldn't want to touch that.
Right.
I'm not cleaning. If I come in and there's shiz on the walls, sugar honey iced tea on the walls from the crew that was there in the morning, I ain't cleaning that sugar honey iced tea either.
I've never seen it on the walls. I have seen the occasional urinal dookie. In the boys' room?
The doo-doo in the... Yeah!
Poop in the urinal.
Who is doo-dooing in the urinal, bro?
Silly boys!
Honestly, it's actually kind of adorable.
What?
Because the little kindergartners don't know.
Oh, what? Oh.
They just see this.
Oh.
Oh, it's a wall toilet. So they kind of just
They
just prop themselves up on the little ledge.
What makes their booty have pee on it?
Well, I guess that's I guess that is kind of adorable.
There's pee everywhere.
That's
they don't care.
True.
I guess that's
true.
That's a little adorable. That's a little adorable.
It is adorable.
Little bitty...
It's just sitting there.
Little bitty cocoa pellets.
What's that doing there?
Little cocoa pellets
you
in the urinal.
You know we teachers, because we're like, the rest of the world is like, that ain't cute.
Only teachers pellets. Could find poop adorable.
What?
Little
what?
Puppy chow.
I can't.
Little Tootsie Roll.
I'm sick of both y'all already.
If it was high school, that would not be adorable.
At all. It's like, you too old.
Who put this log in?
It's a lot bigger.
It's a big
the size is what makes it.
It's the size of Casey's phone. Let that come out. When you feel overstimulated, like what helps you with your overstimulation at school?
Tito's. No, I'm just playing.
That too.
That's at home.
A little salt
and
the earth wine at the house.
No. I just can't wait to when I get home to take a shower.
Yeah. Oh.
Taking a shower.
Getting out of the shower.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yes. Do you mean like what do we do when we're at school or when we do just at the end of the day?
If you feel overstimulated at school, what's your...
Can't shower at school.
Right.
Never
you can't
mind.
Do... Well, you teach PE. You might. You can. You can get away with it.
I wouldn't.
At school, man, I think the only thing that you could do is just vent to your people, to your squad. Either you got that group chat going on, letting them know what's popping, or...
I'm an introvert. I go in my office and I close the door.
You don't have no teacher bestie?
I mean, I have my co-teacher. We vent to each other. Mm-hmm. I have some other teachers I vent to occasionally, but like when I'm super overstimulated, I teach on my own on Thursdays. My co-teacher teaches at a different school. I go in there during my lunch break and I close the door.
Yep.
Because during my lunch break, preschoolers come into my gym and that's their time to like
and
play and I just can't, the noise, like I close the door.
You gotta have a break from the noise.
Yeah, I close the door and I eat my lunch in complete silence.
Right. You know? I have to, like, I'll, like, when we don't have a meeting during planning, I'm like, hey, Sometimes you have. Sometimes I have to take a break before the overstimulation begins. Because like first and second period,
you can feel it coming on.
I feel overstimulated, but for some after lunch, chaos, mass chaos. So I'm like, hey, this 20 minutes that you got, because that's as long as my planning is. I'm like, you have got like you take some deep breaths. Turn on some, I always have like some calm music playing on YouTube or something.
Oh, lo-fi.
Lo-fi.
You gotta go with the lo-fi hip hop.
The lo-fi.
That lo-fi hip hop.
I found Lord of the Rings lo-fi the other day. I felt good. Hey, Lord of the Rings lo-fi be.
Lo-fi, that to me sounds like De La Soul. I just go to old 90s rap in my head and start freestyling.
Casey's.
So you think if you want to come around the block, you know you need to stop. I need to really stop.
Don't knock on this door.
Sucker MCs don't know.
It's like, is Mr. Mack in there rapping? That's what he does for his overstimulation.
That's why I let loose.
I mean, when I get home, I have like a routine to help with being overstimulated at work, but... At work, I mean, and sometimes you just genuinely, like, you just have to deal with it. That's why you sit in your car in silence after school, because at work, sometimes there's no way to get away from the overstimulation. Yeah. Like,
There's
escape. Nothing. It's just mass chaos.
And a lot of times, like, you can't, even if you wanted to take a break, how would you get out of that?
Especially
if
you're the only adult. Cover a class during your planning or something like that. Right. Like, do they pull PE? Do they pull y'all to cover classes sometimes?
Sometimes. Not often.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, like, teachers have procedures in place. Like, if they need a bathroom break, they can call on somebody else to come watch the class, to go to the bathroom. But still, like, it's just to me, like, you're a grown adult having to get permission to use the bathroom.
It's
like,
it's the wildest thing ever.
And you have like, to stand there, and you got to hold it until they get there. And it's like, so it's like, even when you do get a break, you have to work to get that break. Yep.
That would build a lot of aggression up. A lot of, I can see
is
teachers
the
really.
It's uncomfortable thing, stand up teaching. You have you to know pee what? So
that's
bad.
That's when I question my life choices. When I have to go to the bathroom and I can't.
It's hard.
That's I think to myself, I'm a grown man. I should be able to go to the bathroom.
And guess what? Because of that, it just hit me. What if it was a teacher that rubbed doo-doo on them walls?
Ooh.
Out of fresh, and framed a kid.
Oh.
Thought you got away with it, huh, Mr. Wiley?
It's a cold case. It's a cold case, and we're bringing it back. We have new evidence. We have a new motive. We got to pull up the pictures. Let's get some DNA testing done on that stall.
Here's
get
the
swab out. Rub the bathroom stall.
Here's the thing.
You got teachers doing urinal dookies.
And then you do like the lineup, and you have, you know, you line up teachers against the wall. And can you please read the lines for me? And the line is just.
Or like, we're going to all need you to go in the bathroom real quick. We're going to compare the color. Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
Only overstimulated teachers can even allow our brains to fathom.
At this point, only male teachers are thinking of this. Because I am not. That was some analysis that y'all just did of that situation. And I'm telling you right now, I would have been able to directly come to the conclusion that a teacher might have done it based off of the shiz that they left on the toilet seat in the teacher's lounge bathroom.
Because
you were a full adult and you got up off the toilet and left a little streak of shiz on it. That's nasty. And you ain't flesh. Come on. It was you.
Oh,
it was
my
you.
God.
I know exactly. And I can tell you exactly which teacher it was because they always leave the bathroom nasty. If they come out, I ain't going in there. No, it's nasty in there. It's them.
How do you get it on the seat? Come
That's
on.
That's what I want to know.
Point blank range.
It's
how do you mess that up?
Specific spot on the seat. I'm like, how is it there? That means you still got, it's still on your booty if it was on the seat.
Adults do better.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah. Stop wiping poop on the...
Do
we
better.
Understand your frustration.
Do better.
But have you ever had a kid... This lady said she had a kid come in a pineapple costume and then immediately after her principal walked in for observation. Please don't observe me.
That's how it always goes.
Because I'm still
goes,
trying to
like,
address you being out of dress code. Why you got on a pineapple costume? Like, what
and
about
and
this?
And what if she says, well, who lives in a pineapple?
I thought you were doing the grunting like in the bathroom again. I'm like, he won't let this go.
As soon as it kept going, I was like, this man singing SpongeBob.
But it was so deep. That was like a bass. Like, ooh.
At first I did think it was that, but I was like, nah. The little inflection in your voice changed halfway through, and I was like,
you better be trying out for SpongeBob on Ice. If you come up to my classroom with a pineapple outfit on, costume,
yeah, like whatever. That, what I have a lot doing? Of questions like, where did he get it? Why?
Right.
I like to think.
Listen about it.
I like to think the principal saw the kid walk in the pineapple
and,
costume, and still decided,
immediately
oh,
after.
This is good. Informal observation time. Perfect. Because if I was a principal, I feel like I would do stuff like that.
I'm evaluating you on how you handle this situation right now.
Maybe the point, maybe it's the principal's pineapple costume.
At this point, they're just coming in to be entertained.
Yeah.
It ain't their costume. It's probably a setup. They were like, hey, go in there in the pineapple
my
costume.
My last informal observation was the day after Halloween.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Like, you know? Please.
Kids are
please.
Already on the
no,
wall.
Like, we're playing zombie tag. I'm exhausted.
A zombie. They zombies. Yeah. Like, please. We've said this multiple times on the podcast, but please, y'all, for the love of God, please do not do an observation right before a break or the day after a break. Please. Like,
or the
please.
Day after or like 3 days
or
around
just
or
don't
that window.
Come in.
Just please, just don't do observations.
And don't
how
come
about,
in first period.
Yeah.
The guinea pig
or
class.
Last period or right after lunch.
Just don't come
or right
in at
before
all.
Before lunch. Yeah, don't come in.
Just don't come in.
Don't
at
come
all.
In unless you're giving me a bathroom
right.
break.
Yes.
There you go.
If you're coming to give me a bathroom break.
Matter of
yes.
fact, RSVP your little evaluation. Let me know when it's happening.
They do set up the formal evals, though. Y'all have to sign up for formal.
We
do.
Yeah, we get
no.
Every other year because I'm tenured now.
Bougie.
But yeah, we get the
that
formals.
Was a, ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar.
That's what I don't do that often, but I think I'm going to do it more often now.
Yeah, I like
it. Because now it feels really cool.
Hype you up.
Yeah. But no, we do the formal observation has to be planned in advance. It's very strict, but the informal, they can just drop in.
They just walk in all the time. My principal, I see my principal in my room every day.
No.
But
really?
She goes in. Yeah, but she comes in. She comes in every day to everybody's classroom
to just
be a presence.
But listen,
that's good, though.
But my principal,
that's
I got
good.
A really good
that's
principal,
cool.
though.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
she ain't coming in there like a got you. She's coming in there just be a presence.
But that format, that's us RSVPing for them. No, I need them to RSVP for us. Let us send you out the invitation when we think it's the best thing.
That's
see what
why
I'm saying?
You sign up for your formal observation. That is you inviting them in.
But they always ask you, which class do you
I'm going to tell you exactly which
right.
class.
Right. No,
yeah,
of course
they,
you are.
They
some
do.
Of them
you
there
picked a good class, but what I'm saying is,
a good principal will ask, and they'll say, so which class do you want me to come in?
Yeah.
They'll try to work it out.
I'm not talking
schedule.
About that. I'm talking about literally setting up a flyer that says, hey, come to Mr. Mack's class for observation Friday, such and such, such, 2 p.m.
How do you have time to make that? You just put your name on the calendar.
Are you
no,
gonna
I want
like,
a flyer.
Are you going to like mail it to them?
Right.
Like
I want
a real
mail
invite.
It to them. And I want them to,
slide
I want a real
door.
RSVP.
With
you
like
have to sign this.
Calligraphy handwriting,
so you sign
like a wedding
yours.
Invitation.
Like a wedding invitation.
Because yeah.
if they don't,
they open it up and they open it up and butterflies fly out.
Now you're with me.
It's like you, I made this. If you don't sign this, because I have to sign my name that I'm signing up for a formal eval, you got to sign this RSVP.
You missed your RSVP. And if they miss it, you miss it.
You miss it. It's too late.
Door's locked. I'm not letting you in.
Give me fours all across the board now.
I'm putting the pen in the floor. You can't come in. The door's not going to open.
That's what I say, dude.
Going back to bathrooms real quick, because there was a story that somebody posted about a tornado warning, not like a tornado drill.
Mm-hmm, like
tornado, you know,
warning.
And you know the tornado, like assume the position. It's
the
most uncomfortable.
Right, they're supposed to get on their knees with their head against, like
your head against
their
the
head.
Wall with your butt in the air.
Yeah,
and you gotta like you gotta stay like that. So this was a real tornado warning. 100 kids and 5 teachers crammed into a bathroom for an hour.
Mm. How do they fit them? How big is the bathroom?
It must be like a big, maybe like
it
a locker room.
It had to be a huge bathroom. Mm.
But like, I think that's like a
somebody
ninth circle of hell type situation.
Time. Somebody has gas the entire time.
But like, how could you even stay? You can't stay in that position
no.
for an hour.
No, and they weren't. They were probably like, because I'm not.
But
at this
still,
point,
they're stuck in there because it was a real tornado warning.
Yeah.
100
Our
kids
would just have to be in the hallway. It's doors right there. It's windows right there. Because that's one of the other things they said. They were like, there's windows and stuff. And
they
so
said
they
it was right at dismissal, too.
Oh.
They had to stay in there until it was lifted.
They're I'm
hot,
have to
sweaty,
risk
chaotic,
it.
Loud,
my question,
panic
though.
Inducing.
I'm already in my car gone. I'm going to have to risk it because I'm not staying with y'all.
Like, it raises my blood pressure just thinking about that.
I got anxiety.
With that position that they're in, what tornado and natural disaster history, let's just say, Lord forbid, the school is just destroyed.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't work.
And the only thing left is the kids all alive and healthy in that position. he said, I'm saying, walls gone with everything.
Didn't want it work.
But that position
didn't work.
Saved their lives.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
They're just still there in a pile of rubble with their butts in the air.
Having their butts in the air.
Here's the thing, too. It's like your
count
head.
Count the butts. How many survivors we have.
It's like your head is protected, but like if debris falls and hits you in the back.
That would hurt.
Like, that would hurt. That's what, yeah, yeah, that's yeah. why I don't like, understand
you, at least
it.
You'll still have your brain, but your back broke. Like
the tornado was like, ooh, I would do damage, but they're in the position.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. No.
And what's crazy? Okay,
can't
so I've been
them.
In an
actual jump over. Right. That's cool.
What?
So I've been in an actual tornado before, and like there really? Were people that yeah, my when I was in college in 2008, my dorm was blown away by an F4 tornado.
Oh, ooh, wow.
And there were people who were in their like bathtubs and stuff in bathrooms that were when the building fell, they're like stuck in the bathtub in positions like that where they were like covering their head and covering their body, and they were stuck like that for hours. One guy that was stuck like that, he like lost like feeling in his legs to the point where like he's like his legs are like permanently messed up because of the position that he was in. And like one lady, the EMTs were like stepping on the concrete slab that they were stepping on. Mm-hmm. She was in a position like that and they were stepping on her back.
Oh Lord.
So it's like, I mean, if a tornado comes, like, it's not really going to matter what position you're in. But that position like that, all I can think of is if something falls,
right.
The kid is going to be stuck in that position.
Right. Yeah.
They're not, like, they're cutting off their oxygen.
Right.
It's cutting off, there's a better.
That's why I never understood that.
I feel like they should, because this is pointless. If we're going to do pointless stuff, because it's pointless to have them in the hallway like this.
Yeah.
And there's windows everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do pointless stuff, go ahead and let them sit on their bottoms with their knees close to them and covering their head, because at this point maybe they're like they want them to cover their they're trying to cover their faces.
How hard would it be for those school districts and school, now this is probably a very dumb question I'm asking, but for those districts that are high with, you know, the tornado warnings and things like that, build shelters or have
they
can't
won't.
Do that
they won't. You know, the schools, especially public schools, they're so old, it ain't gonna happen. You would have to, it's again one of those things where if we talked about the problems in education, in the public education system, these buildings have asbestos and black mold that's the ghost of students.
Plus, you know,
past.
Kids would be like, going down in those shelters to vape and stuff.
Yeah.
It would like, just be a vaping
a whole,
shelter.
Yeah. Like,
they'd be hotboxing the tornado shelter.
And I get why they say the bathroom is the safest place because all the pipes is supposedly like creates this.
But what's crazy is it's only the safest place if it's in an inner, if it's the central location.
Away from the windows.
Because our bathroom, if we would have went in our bathroom, we would have blown away. It snatched the whole wall off the bathroom.
Dang.
The only reason we survived because we were in the living room that was surrounded by other rooms. The bathroom was one of the rooms that surrounded the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Whole wall was taken off of the bathroom. Somebody would have been sitting against that wall. That's why so many people were hurt, because you think you automatically go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Most of the bathrooms in our dorms, they are on the outer wall. So, I mean, people, that's natural instinct to go to the bathroom because that's what people, but just a little tidbit.
All I'm saying.
Make sure you're not on the outside
wall. If it's
wall.
Dismissal, 100 kids in a bathroom for an hour versus the tornado, I'll take my chances with the tornado.
I just knew you were about to say you would stay in the bathroom with the kids.
No.
Not with you want to live?
Not
hey,
with their little.
I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to go fight the tornado. You kids stay here.
With your little buns in the air.
I'm going to go out there.
And speaking of buns.
I'm going to be like Thor. I'm going to start turning a hammer and just take me away.
I can see you doing that.
They see Mr. Fleen flying away.
Wherever you're going to take me is better than here.
Never to be seen again. I'll see you in Valhalla, kids.
I'll see you in Valhalla.
You'll be fine. Just keep your butts in the air. I just can't be in here for an hour.
And speaking of the buns. This teacher said, when I was next to the music class, I used to hate hearing hot cross buns on the recorders all day.
Oh, I love recorders. I love recorders.
Hot cross buns.
The recorder was my favorite part of middle school.
Man, middle school.
Middle school,
they
we did record.
Recorders in middle
I
school?
Taught myself how to play every song from The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Wow.
On Nintendo 64.
Your shirt makes so much more sense now.
Yes, this is with Dragon Zord.
Your shirt.
I took that recorder with me everywhere. When I was in sixth grade, this is a true story. It was my favorite thing, the recorder. And I would probably drove my parents insane because I would be sitting in the back seat just playing do 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 like all the songs from the video game. I taught myself.
I'm so confused.
It was the
what
only
is this?
Time. I was into music class was the recorders. I love recorders.
The little flute.
The flutes.
Yes.
Angry gym teacher.
But I didn't know it was called a recorder. Why is it called a recorder and not a flute?
Well, no, that's it's another name question. For it. It's but recorder also, and it's another name. They called it something else. I can't remember. Because we called it something else. But
didn't they let us take that home?
Yeah.
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 It had its own little carrying case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
and you should attach yours to a string and use that as your whistle.
As my whistle?
Yeah.
The recorder?
Yeah.
Just start playing.
I'm going to call you Todd for the next two episodes.
Todd. The one about the kindergartners circling the teacher and like trying to make her feel better.
That was sweet.
Oh.
That was
what, they did like a ring of love around
her? The teacher said she did not sleep well the night prior and the day was rough and they were sitting on the floor and the students just started randomly surrounding her and like hugging her and giving her compliments.
Little kindy.
That's overstimulating. That's overstimulating right there.
Overstimulating, yeah. Within this context, she said it was very overstimulating, but I also feel like it's sweet.
So she did think it's overstimulating?
Yes, it was overstimulating, yeah, but I feel like that's adorable. That's cuter than the urinal dookie. That's okay. That tops it all.
Okay. Well, that's funny because another teacher on here said
urinal dookie.
Another teacher said all the kids around her, she feels like Michael Jackson's girlfriend in the Thriller video.
What?
This has been another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Educators, understand something, man.
When you try to get serious like this at the end of the episode, because I know you're finna say something foolish.
No, I'm not. This is the time to be sincere as we close it out. We got to, you know, close it out on sincerity. And I just want to say, educators, we have all been in situations on a day-to-day basis where we felt overstimulated. It's a hard thing to go through every day. And just remember the three who's, okay? One,
the three
who's. Who you are as an educator. Who you are servicing, you know. And last but not least, who? It's your man, Casey Mack. We love you. Follow me, Casey Mack Funny. Follow.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Tell them who you are, man.
Y'all, with these callbacks, I can only handle so much. Follow me, Honest Teacher Vibes, on all platforms. Casey, you're ridiculous.
Angry Gym Teacher on all things. My name is Todd.
Follow Board Teachers on all platforms. Follow Teachers Off Duty podcast on all platforms. And remember, follow the tour. We got those ticket links. You don't want to miss it.
Look, it's going to be amazing.
We can't make this stuff up. That tour was great, but guess what? The struggle is real. The new tour is coming. You don't want to miss that. New cities, new jokes. Man, we love you. Thank you. Keep on supporting us.
Yeah.
Adios.